Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. We all remember the royal wedding between King Sonic the Hedgehog and Queen Blaze the Cat. It was the most televised event since the OJ trials. But one girl, sorry, excuse my turn of speech, one woman has been campaigning that the entire event was fraudulent and that she, in fact, is Sonic's true love and girlfriend. Tonight we welcome Miss Amy Rose. Miss Rose, you say that the wedding between our two dimensions was fraudulent. Now, why exactly is that?
Hello, Tucker, nice haircut. You look extra cute today, like me. I'm glad to be on to shine a light on this issue so we can all save Sonic from that no-good hussy homewrecker and terrible friend Blaze.
So, you think that Sonic was forced into a sham marriage? Is there any evidence for that?
Tucker, I have on good authority from the universe herself that Sonic's true love is yours truly. I have seen it in my tarot cards, which is a personal pastime and hobby of mine. And after attempting to read the fortune of Sonic's true love, well, as always, it pointed towards me.
I don't believe reading tarot cards is exactly empirical or real evidence.
Well, Tucker, since you believe in the Bible, the Old Testament talks about court magicians and Joseph's dreams of the future. And frankly, if you believe in that, I think you can believe in my ability to...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but on your blog, www.sonamyisoutthere.com, you give examples of quote-unquote evidence of real romantic moments between you two. Care to give some of the most important moments that you believe supports your claim?
Sure, I can. For example, when Sonic was being falsely imprisoned on Prison Island, I traveled to where he was with Tails, and after accidentally thinking Shadow was my beloved Sonic, I was able to sneak in while Tails made a distraction. After finding my boyfriend, I played a cute little game with him, where I would release him from his prison to stop Eggman if he went out on a date with me. All in all, this was an important and lovely moment between us that I'll never forget.
So, you believe holding Sonic hostage on Prison Island was romantic? And that he was lying when he said, and I'm quoting here, no way?
Well, I...
Miss Rose, Sonic just expressed disgust with the very idea of going on a date with you to the point where he would rather be locked up and let the world be destroyed by Eggman in a moment Sonic in his book, Fastest Thing Alive But Not Fast Enough to Escape Stalking, he would describe as being in a hostage situation where his freedom was threatened and bargained for.
Well, Tucker, that is not exactly fair. And frankly, you are coming off as rude for not believing me. If you really think that moment was not lovey-dovey, then here is one more. When Neo Metal Sonic was kidnapping people and pets, I knew I had to help my best friends, Cream and Big, find their missing pets. At the same time, I could clear Sonic's name, where if you remember, trusted sources like the Washington Post, BuzzFeed, and Gawker, among others, were misidentifying Metal Sonic for Sonic, an easy mistake to make. I knew that I could find Sonic, and with the power of love, once he accepts our destiny together, we could work together to clear his name. And then we would kiss and...
And then you just described the attempt at beating and kidnapping Sonic in Grand Metropolis to endure forced love acts such as kissing and more that you don't specify but leave to the imagination of the readers of your insane blog, forcing two of your quoting here, best friends, where you took the precious Cream the Rabbit and lovable goof Big the Cat under duress of losing their beloved pets to fight Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles in hopes that you, Ms. Rose, would help find Chocla and Froggy.
That's not fair. This is fake news.
When Sonic, to cure his depression, was reading stories of the greatest kings like King Arthur, so he, in his own words, would better understand his role once he proposes to his one true love, Princess Blaze. He was forced, once again, into a storybook where he was forced to convince a radical wizard to end her fruitless endeavor to artificially force an eternal kingdom rather than letting it adapt and change to better serve the land and its people. You, Ms. Rose, upon learning this attack, Sonic in a rage screaming that he overslept instead of understanding him and beat him with your Pico Pico hammer. You then wrote in your blog, quoting here, I just don't understand why he wouldn't try to have a date with me again. Miss Rose, you understand that chasing, stalking, and physically abusing him was and is not the way to a man's heart? There are many more examples of your overbearing and abusive nature that you write about with flowery prose in your self-aggrandizing manifesto. But can you answer the audience this? Why do you like Sonic?
Well, to be honest, he was my hero. He is fast, strong, brave, and so kind. He saved me, just like the tarot cards told me he would, even before I first met him. In fact, I knew that he wouldn't like a kid like me, so using some magic, I aged myself to become the woman I am today, the woman Sonic needs and deserves. You just can't deny the universe's will, Tucker. She has a way of making things work out the way she tells us it will. I will be with my hero Sonic the Hedgehog, and no cat, marriage, or children will get in the way of that.
So all of this is because you used tarot cards that you would meet your hero, which, as I may remind you, is not the same as a soulmate. And you saw Sonic save you thinking he did it just for you. Miss Rose, you understand that Sonic is a hero, and saving people is part of the position, not anything special to you. And I may want to remind you that Sonic, in his memoirs, spoke about his first girlfriend and first kiss, whom remains anonymous to protect her privacy, but was a princess with a closed-off personality, fire powers, a tragic backstory of why she restrains her emotions, and really, need I go on? Sonic seems to have a type of women he likes, if we believe his statements. What do you say to that?
I don't think that his, fetishes really get in the way of what the universe demands of us. And really, fetishes are just that.
Uh-huh.
In fact,
uh-huh.
I myself have many...
So you choose to ignore Sonic's point of view entirely? Well, Ms. Rose, that is just about all the time we have tonight. Thank you for coming on.
Anytime, Tucker. We have to save Sonic, and if you want to help, please go to my website, www.sunamyisoutthere.com, and help us in our next protest of Blaze trotting out Sonic and their mutt children in their fake vacation to Carnival Night Zone.
And if you thought that was interesting, please tune in to Tucker Carlson's special report on Fox Nation to our talk with Ray the Flying Squirrel on his detransitioning story, how Amy Rose and her supporters tried to force him into becoming a trans man, and on how the Sun Amy cult, along with Antifa, tried to kill him. When he publicly spoke about his path to Christ and Catholicism and his denouncement of child mutilations at many American hospitals today. That interview is only found on Fox Nation. We will be right back after this commercial break.